KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, now celebrating 40 years of helping buyers and sellers on the Southern Kenai Peninsula achieve their real estate dreams. Listings can be found at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
And today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. It's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Simon Lopez. Summer is a busy time of the year for the Kachemak Bay State Park, and there are three upcoming community events that can both raise money and help train volunteers for park needs. The Porcupine Theater, on behalf of the Kachemak Bay Water Trail, will show features of the Paddling Film Festival. Friends will host Trails and Tales, an event at the Islands and Ocean Visitor Center on Saturday, May 17, and June 7 is Trails Day. KBBI's Emily Springer has more.
Dave Bran, a longtime member of the Friends of Kachemak Bay State Parks, visited KBBI this week to share details about some of the upcoming events. Eric Clark, Trails Specialist with the park, also said it's an important time to get volunteers trained and out in the park, and the events with the park this week and coming up soon will share some of what is needed. The first event is the 2025 The Paddling Film Festival that will take place at the Porcupine Theater Wednesday evening, with doors opening at 6:30. This international festival has been showcasing the very best paddling films since 2006, with the intention to inspire viewers to explore rivers, lakes, and oceans, push extremes, appreciate wild places, and to embrace the paddling lifestyle. There are 26 films in the lineup this year, but not all will be included in Homer, because as Bran explained, total time for all the films would be over 5 hours. There will also be beer and wine sales available through the Porcupine Theater, and sales of these will go directly to Friends of Kachemak Bay State Park. Next is the Trails and Tales of Kachemak Bay State Park, with guest speakers Michael Hawfield, Taz Talley, and Kathy Sarnes. This will take place at the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center, starting at 4 p.m. on May 17th. Bran explains some of the details of that also.
So that's just a two-hour event, and then talking mainly about the state park and the things that have been done and the things that are going to be done and the experiences that different people have had. You know, Taz is a great geologist, and he did the kayaking for geology through the college class, and you know, and Kathy's, she's been super involved as the president of the Friends and all the stuff there.
Then Trails Day on June 7th is a one-day event where the Friends of Kachemak Bay State Park and Alaska State Park Rangers will lead groups of volunteers to repair and improve trails and facilities within the state park. This nationally recognized day is just one opportunity to help and serves as the main kickoff event for volunteer work season here in Kachemak Bay. Clark explains some of the details of what park work entails with the Alaska Conservation Corps, ACC, prior to that.
May through mid-June is usually pretty hectic. So it's just a lot of things going on all at the same time.
ACC trail crews coming on and getting them training out into the field, dealing with inspection reports, dealing with trying to get trails cleared of trees, and it just all seems to come to a head at this time.
Some of the things that Clark shared also have to do more with general trail maintenance and requirements necessary for the park during this time of the year. There are three permanent employees at the park. Clark's position is focused on the trail work, and the two other employees are rangers, Carter Forney and Jason Oakley.
They do natural resource protection, old statutes, dealing with park regulations, anything that they also uphold, you know, statutes dealing with fishing game, like if people are illegally fishing, illegally guiding, illegally hunting. They do kind of a gamut of law enforcement, concentrating on state park property and state park issues.
Clark says that the Trails and Tales event is designed to get people interested in volunteer work to help with the trails and where some of that work will take place in the park. It is an effort to share with people that the trail maintenance is not all completed by park employees.
The Friends kind of concentrate on Grace Ridge and Sadie Knob with trail stuff, you know, as in trying to take out the trees and do minor brushing and all that, just so the trails can kind of stay open so people can hike them. because right now, dealing with our staffing, we only can deal with high-use trails.
Clark praised Dave Brand's long-term engagement and dedication to the park in general.
Dave has been a force to be reckoned with in a very good way. He has spent a lot of time on this, you know, by himself, like helping to clear trails, supporting sites that the water trail, which was one of his big ideas that has come to fruition, of supporting sites that are within the state park with support and maintenance of that, you know, and he has stepped up to the, like with Kayak Beach, you know, putting out picnic tables and building tent platforms to sites that need new outhouses and all that.
Clark also commented on some of the changes the park has seen from an environmental perspective since he started in the summer of 1995, and the features of how the glaciers have receded and exposed new landscape since then. Prior to volunteering, people do need to submit volunteer information, and in most cases, volunteers need to be over the age of 18, especially if operating power tools. More details on how to submit volunteer forms can be found by searching friendsofkachemakbay.org or at Psychological in Homer. There are many more details on what the park offers, both through the Friends website and through the Department of Natural Resources website, dnr.alaska.gov. This will include cabin facilities, Kachemak Bay water trail, trail options, and much more. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
That concludes this evening's news. You are listening to KBBI.org, KBBI AM 890, Homer, and 88.1 FM, Seward through translator K201AO. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@KBBI.org. Looking ahead tonight on KBBI at 9 p.m., Drifter's Escape, hosted by Robert. Later this week, tune in Thursday, tomorrow, at 10 a.m. for Radio Storytime with Youth Librarian Cinda for stories featuring kids' safety, including Officer Buckle and Gloria by Peggy Rathman, What We Wear When We Take Care by Sarah Finnan, and Curious George Rides a Bike by H.A. Ray with guests from the Safe Kids Fair. That's Thursday at 10 a.m. here on KBBI. Also on Thursday, tune in for stories about competition on Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling. With host Ingrid Nixon, that's Thursday at 11 a.m. here on KBBI AM 890 and KBBI.org. Join us this Friday at 7 p.m. for Bunnell Arts by Air, a live concert broadcast from the Bunnell Street Arts Center. This month's program features folk and fusion violinist Chris Murphy, a wily, charismatic performer and violin virtuoso, fusing styles and techniques from across the globe, featuring noirish atmospheres, joyfully bent traditional folk tunes, and belly up to the bar blues. The live broadcast starts on KBBI at 7 p.m. The in-person audience must be seated by 6:45 p.m. Tickets for the performance are available at bunnellarts.org. Finally, KBBI has a listener survey posted to our website, kbbi.org. Please take a few minutes to fill it out and help us identify programming and schedule preferences. Thank you. And thanks for listening. Good evening.